specifically that I lied in a court of law and committed perjury. He should have said it long, long ago. That I, in doing so, I undermined respect for the rule of law in a country that is committed to it. He could say that nothing is more important, his future or anything else, that we live according to the rule of law because we stand as an example of a country that in fact does live by the rule of law to people all over this world. And it's time that the president owned up to that, looked at the national interest instead of his own narrow interests, and made that admission. I think that would clear the air a great deal.
But wouldn't that, though, say to the Senate, okay, I've admitted that, go ahead and vote, convict?
I think that it's time that the president took responsibility for his actions. I think, in fact, an admission like that might well lead the Senate to say, we may vote to convict, but not to remove. In other words, there are options. They may also look at the censure resolution that Bob Dole has put forward as a method of resolving this. But without the president owning up to his own perjury, he keeps saying he didn't lie, he didn't commit perjury. I don't think anybody in this country thinks that that's true. I think everybody says, yes, he lied. And in effect, the emperor has no clothes here. It's time for the president to state what is the fact and to look at the national interest instead of his own interest.
What about the argument that everybody lies about sex, Congressman, and that this ultimately does, perjury or whatever, it all stems from something that most people lie about and certainly don't talk about in public discourse?
The issue of what the president did in the White House is not the issue. The issue is what the president did in the courtroom, in the grand jury proceedings. The subject matter of a lie in a courtroom is not relevant. It is the fact that the lie was committed and that the truth on which the entire rule of law depends was not served. And this president has not served the truth or the rule of law.
All along that the punishment basically doesn't fit the crime. In proposing censure yourself, you seem to possibly even agree with that sentiment. Is this just because censure is not available right now and you believe that this is the only alternative?
No, I believe that the punishment, which is removal from office, is an issue not for the House of Representatives, but an issue for the Senate. Under our Constitution, they are the sole arbiters of the president's guilt or innocence, and they are the sole arbiters of removal from office or not.